hour of the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I don't know where this is about to go, but it's a message that Alex wants to share to what, the crazy girls?
Yes, the quote, crazy girls.
Now, would you consider yourself a crazy girl?
Well, I've been told that I am, so this is what I want to address.
All right.
This all kind of got started because over the weekend, my friend Danielle was telling me about a guy that she has been seeing for a couple months, and they just recently ended. Long story short, because it started when the other night when they weren't together, she called him one time before she went to bed. He didn't answer, so she just kind of fell asleep, didn't think anything of it. The next morning, he's like, why would you call me last night? You're acting like my ex, and she was crazy. Like, she called him one time. I'm not talking about blowing his phone up all night.
What time did she call him?
It was like 1 a.m., but she knew that they were both either just getting home or kind of like out. They were awake, but they weren't together. And so she called him once, and he said this.
Did she leave a message or anything or a text saying like what she needed?
No, she just called him just to be like, hey, what's up?
I
could
see as a guy, I might be worried. Like, oh, God, what's wrong? I can see that.
He didn't react that way.
Okay.
He reacted like, you know, what kind of girl calls me on a Saturday night? Like that. And so,
while I've got another girl in my bed, come on.
Yeah, so he was saying that she was crazy. And, I mean, to be fair, every girl has a little bit of crazy in her. But it's usually a pretty normal amount of crazy. I mean, we can be a little insecure, sure. A little emotional from time to time.
I need to know, is this the friend that leaves the bad reviews of the guy she dates?
No.
Okay, because I'm like, that girl deserves to be crazy.
Liv, that is a good question.
She is crazy.
No, my friend Danielle is completely normal. I mean, I know girls can be a little crazy, silly, but my friend wasn't being crazy when she called that guy one time. And after that, their relationship went downhill. Every single normal thing that she did, he interpreted as unstable. So he found out that she had asked a mutual friend that they had if he was a good guy. Like, you know, when you find out that you know someone who's friends with who you're talking to and you're just like, oh, so I'm talking to so-and-so. Like, you know, so are they a good guy? A normal thing a girl would ask when you're dating someone new, I feel like. Well, he did not like this. He thought that it was super clingy and got super mad. But my thing is, if you're really a good guy, what do you have to be worried about? That's normal conversation.
Wait, so did he find this out when they first started dating or just recently?
This is, they talked for almost 2 months.
And so he found out at the end of 2 months that she asked about him.
Yeah, that she was like, oh, so is so-and-so a good guy to a mutual friend of theirs. Last week, I briefly mentioned how one of my exes told me that he might be sterile to try to get me to end our relationship. When I said, well, I'll love you anyways, even if we can't have kids, he told me that he loved me, but he wasn't sure if he was in love with me. And for the next month, we fought a lot. I felt insecure, like I was constantly wondering when the hammer was going to drop and when he was going to end it since he wasn't truly in love with me. And then he did end it. And he blamed it on a lot of things, including our fighting. But the thing is, we never fought until he put a big giant what if over our relationship. Another time someone I dated, we broke up, and then a while later we started talking again. The entire time I asked, are you sure that you want to get back together? I told him, just be honest with me. He said, you're my girl, Alex. We're not breaking up, I promise. You're my soulmate. I know I want to be with you. I just need to talk to my friends and family, let them know that we're getting back together. Well, months started ticking by. He wouldn't make a decision. I knew that something wasn't right. His excuses were not making sense. I asked if he just knew that I wasn't the right girl for him and if he had commitment issues, if he was just scared to tell me. He swore up and down no. He was saying one thing, but his actions said another. And so I started looking for answers. I started checking who he followed on Instagram. I was getting paranoid that there was someone else, which I've never done before. But his secretive behavior made me start to spiral.
Wait. You have checked guys follower who they follow on Instagram before.
Yes, this guy that I'm telling you about.
No, yeah, but another guy, because remember you said that
this is the same guy. This is the same person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when you really want to be with someone, I feel like, don't you make it happen? If you truly know someone is your person and you cannot bear to lose them, don't you make a decision to either have them in your life no matter what? Or if you don't feel that way, then you should be honest and you say that. Well, the truth is, guys, We only become the crazy girl when your behavior makes us crazy. When you play mind games with us, you lie about your intentions, and you gaslight our emotions, then yeah, we get crazy. If you're talking to a guy and he tells you, my ex was crazy, you better run, because you know that more than likely his behavior contributed her being that way. Now, there are exceptions always to the rule. Sure, there are some actual crazy girls. There are actual crazy guys. But for the most part, us girls just want you to be direct. Just tell us if you want a relationship or if you just want to hook up. Tell us if you're really into us or if you're bored. Tell us not to wait around for you and to get our hopes up. And if you start thinking that the girl you're talking to is acting crazy, why don't you consider how you might have been acting and how that might affect her behavior? Have you been avoiding her after she wanted to know, what are we? Even though you've been talking for months, have you been sleeping with her but not asking her out on one real date? Do you tell her one thing but act like something else? Do you flip your phone upside down on the table every single time you're with her? If you do any or all of these things, it may be time to reevaluate your situation and give her a little bit more grace, because women want men to lead them in a relationship. We want to feel wanted and pursued, to have clear direction and honesty. And so when my friend told me all this, it started getting me thinking about this. And I just wanted to say this today to the girls who have been called crazy. I'm here to tell you that you're not. You are worthy of someone who cares for you and doesn't confuse you, and definitely not someone who calls you crazy.
Do you think, Alex, that maybe you and your friend, though, because people are like similar to friends, like maybe you two are both crazy?
No, like I said, there are crazy qualities.
Could they both be crazy?
There are crazy qualities.
Like, do you agree with this?
Well, I will say that guys are always the first ones to call girls crazy. But in my experience, when I have been like talking to a guy or interested in a guy, or I have had friends that are just like lightly interested in a guy, whatever, all of a sudden the guys are like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, like I can't text them like 3 days in a row because like they're gonna think that like we're dating, or like I can't talk to her like 2 nights in a row because she's gonna like want to date me. And it's like, bro, you're assuming I want to date you when you have no idea. I don't want a boyfriend right now. I'm chill, I'm having fun, I thought we were friends. Like, the guys are the ones that are crazy.
Well, it's for the girls. Who I'm speaking to is the girls that do say what they want. And they're saying like, hey, what are we? And as soon as she asks that question, instead of just answering it and being direct, like, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious, or I am looking for something serious, they just don't answer. Yeah. And then they're just like, you're clingy and crazy, because we just want to know.
Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Well, I think it's kind of a double standard, because I feel like that men and women both do this, but men feel like they can't talk about, you know, their emotions. They can't go to their guy friends or call the radio and complain about what's going on with a girl. So I kind of think it's a double standard, because I've changed a lot, but I definitely used to be one of those guys or girls that like turned my phone upside down and said one thing and meant another.
Why were you doing that?
I feel like you were just avoiding hard conversations. And I wanted my cake and wanted to eat it too. And
okay, right.
Right. But so Alex is saying, like, just tell us that, and then, like, I'll be done with you. Like, Alex is saying, like,
you're giving us the runaround, and then you're right. Telling us we're crazy. We are reacting right. To your, how you are treating us when we start being like that, questioning, well, I don't understand what's going on. What are we? Why are you doing this? Why are you following this girl on Instagram? I would say 9 times out of 10, we have a reason for doing that. It's because you're not clear with direction.
I'm saying you're absolutely right. I'm just saying that I feel like we can't just blame it on men, that women do it too. It's just a relationship flaw in general, and that it's not fair to just point a finger at guys, because I just think that women talk about it more when both sexes, you know, have a tendency to be shady. I mean,
yeah, and I said that there are exceptions to the rule, and that there are guys that do this and girls that do this, but I was just specifically today talking to the girls who get called crazy by guys.
Thank you, Stephanie, for calling in.
Yeah, like her experiences and her friends' experiences. But yeah, no, I agree, and I think that's really powerful what you said, Alex.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can let us know if you're a crazy girl too. Is that
Yes.
Okay.
Let us know if you like, if this resonates with you. Do you feel like, yes, this is exactly what I go through?
Tweet
and
us.
Every time a guy says this to me, I'm like, have you not looked in the mirror to see why I might be acting this way?
@ Joe and Alex Show.